Silent movies were never really silent. They were always accompanied by music. Most of the original music has been lost. One of the pioneers in composing new music for old movies is the Alloy Orchestra. Classical music critic Lord Schwartz thinks they do just about everything music for a silent movie needs to do, and more.
A few weeks ago, I was part of a sold-out crowd having the time of its life at a silent movie, a screening of Buster Keaton's great Civil War comedy, The General. Part of the attraction was the live accompaniment, perfectly synchronized by the amazing Alloy Orchestra, a group that both composes and performs its own music. This orchestra is actually a trio. Terry Donahue on junk percussion and accordion, Roger C. Miller on synthesizer, and Ken Winokur playing percussion and clarinet. They provide atmosphere, comic, romantic, or ominous, and especially changes of mood. They also provide sound effects, a train whistle, a bird call, a marching band, a rifle shot. They can reinforce a sight gag or underline the punchline of a joke. Bada-boom! Two of the Alloy Orchestra's best scores are for Buster Keaton's masterpieces The General and Steamboat Bill Jr. The General is one of the most complexly ironic treatments of American heroism in film. The title is the name of the train run by the Keaton character, Johnny Gray, a Confederate Army rejectee. He's good at his job, not only competent, but imaginative. Yet he's also a klutz, who can be most successful when he's most inept. At one point, he pulls his sword out of its sheath, and the blade comes loose and flies into the air. But when it lands, it kills his most dangerous enemy. Without diminishing the comedy, the music is also truly heroic, evoking the grandeur and tragedy of the Civil War in what was the closest Keaton came to producing an epic. The merging of the two main themes, the riveting train music and the visceral war music, is chilling. One of the great Keaton moments comes in Steamboat Bill Jr. A hurricane is ravaging the town. Keaton is standing in front of a house when the whole front wall collapses on him. Miraculously, he's standing directly under an open window. Keaton was legendary for doing his own stunts. The wall could have killed him if it landed only inches to the left or right. In some screenings, though, that two-ton wall doesn't look very heavy, maybe because the film speed is a little off. If the wall comes down just the slightest bit too fast or too slow, it seems weightless. On the new DVD from Image, the projection speed has been corrected, and the Alloy Orchestra provides just the subtlest little drum thud when the falling wall hits the ground. I've never seen a version in which the weight of the wall, the danger to Keaton, is so completely realized. Most silent movie music just fills the void. Some of it even gets in the way. But the Alloy Orchestra really helps us see what we're watching. And often the music, whether driving or fanciful, is even worth listening to on its own.
Lord Schwartz is classical music editor of the Boston Phoenix. He reviewed the Alloy Orchestra, which can be heard accompanying silent movies on DVDs released by Image Entertainment and Kino. In the next few months, the Alloy Orchestra will be performing in Detroit, Boston, Winston-Salem, Baltimore, and New York, and at the Ozark Foothills Film Festival, the San Francisco Film Festival, and Roger Ebert's Overlooked Film Festival.